We're on the fi'al, all right, the verb. We talked about the noun, and now we're going to talk about the verb. The first thing you need to know about the verb is that the verb is the heart of the morphology of Arabic or the actual words themselves, okay? And each word, Arabic word, is composed of a root. Root letters, three root letters, rarely four, and more rarely five root letters. Okay, these root letters are like the DNA of the word. You move them around, okay, and they could make different words. All right, there are something called zawa'id, which we're pointing at right here. All right, zawa'id are additional letters.
All right,
so now let's start. When we talk about verbs, we're talking about الفعل الماضي, the past tense verb. Unlike English, the next verse, the verb is الفعل المضارع, the present tense, which includes, okay, the future tense. Unlike English, where the future is the third tense. No. So in Arabic, it's past, present slash future. And third is أمر, command tense, the imperative. Okay? The command tense. So you remember that the types of sentences are a couple types of sentences. There's the question, right? Which in English, what do we call the question? The interrogative, right? We have the declarative sentence, which is you're basically telling me something. And usually we use the present tense verb, like يأكلوا أحمد التفاحة. Ahmed eats the apple. It's a declaration. You're telling me a statement of fact, okay? Or there's the imperative, the order. You're giving a command. Also, dua and requests fall under the command tense, okay? Or you have your expression, like ouch or hooray. These are just expressions. They're neither questions nor declarations nor commands. So those are your basic types of sentences. Now, your verbs are past, present slash future, and then command. And we're going to...